Inside the Force.com Query Optimizer. Excited as you are about your business growing, are you also concerned about your application scaling with it? If your company handles large volumes of data that are getting even larger, you might think that you need bigger and bigger solutions to manage your data challenges, which can include suboptimal query performance or worse, aborted jobs. So don't start with the oversized, Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man picture. Start small. Upcoming webinar, Inside the Force.com Query Optimizer. Begin by writing selective queries, which can facilitate efficient data access and help you avoid timeouts. But how can you tell if your queries are selective? The Force.com Query Optimizer converts your SQL to SQL, ensures that the most appropriate index, if any, drives each query, and minimizes your database I/O, and it's currently a black box of algorithms and their filter thresholds. Right now, the UI doesn't provide much insight into the Force.com Query Optimizer's inner workings or how they relate to the quality of your SQL queries, so understanding how the two work together can be difficult. We're trying to make that relationship more transparent so that you can get the most from the Force.com platform and the output that it's delivering to you. If you're an advanced Force.com developer or architect, or someone who's just interested in developing applications on the Force.com platform, get a peek behind the Force.com Query Optimizer curtain later this month. Register for the Inside the Force.com Query Optimizer webinar, which will be co-hosted by Technical Enablement's own John Tan on April 24, 2013, at 7 a.m. and 10 a.m. PST. What you'll be able to do, scale to success. Join John and Salesforce.com architect Jaikumar Bathija too. Get an overview of multi-tenancy and metadata. See how using indexes can affect your overall query performance. Learn how the Force.com Query Optimizer converts SQL to SQL. Understand how to write selective and scalable SQL queries. John and Jaikumar will also talk about the benefits and drawbacks of skinny tables, which are selective in their own right, though their selectivity relates to what's put into their narrow columns and highly specific fields, not what's read from them in queries. After the webinar, John and Jaikumar will be ready to use what they've learned as Salesforce.com architects to answer your questions, and you'll be able to tailor their solutions and suggestions to meet your company's business needs. The technical enablement message. Our architect evangelists present in webinars for the same reason they write blog posts, wiki articles, and white papers, to help you maximize your success as a Force.com architect. Webinars give you the additional opportunity to ask about topics that you thought were useful, confusing, or missing in our work. Because we incorporate what we learn in our investigations of customer issues in our proactive best practices, your participation helps us and your fellow architects as much as it helps you. So register for the Inside the Query Optimizer webinar today, learn from our resident experts, and then maybe teach us a thing or two about what we could be teaching you. Related resources. Inside the Force.com Query Optimizer. Best practices for deployments with large data volumes. Working with very large SQL queries. Force.com Batch Apex and Large Data Volumes. Force.com Apex Code Developer's Guide. Long and short-term approaches for tuning Force.com performance. Architect Core Resources. About the author. Alex Dimitropoulos is an associate technical writer dedicated to the technical enablement team of the Salesforce.com customer-centric engineering group. The team's mission is to help customers understand how to implement technically sound Salesforce solutions. Check out all of the resources that this team maintains on the Architect Core Resources page of Developer Force.